The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. The number to call into the program, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I'm thankful for an opportunity to sit behind this microphone to sit in for Officer Tatum. So I just want to thank him for the opportunity. Lou has got my back right here at AM 950, 94.9 FM. The Answer in Orlando. Sean McConnell is in my ear. Who's got the phones there, Sean? Zach is on the phones. The Forgotten Man is out there somewhere in the ether. We've got a lot to discuss today. And, of course, this is Memorial Day weekend. So if you like to call in at 844-900-7243, perhaps you've lost a loved one that has fought and died for this country. We would love to be able to honor them if you want to share their name and their story. And we would absolutely love that. I'm so thankful for those that have gone before us and died. And I mean that in all sincerity. You know, one of the one thing that I've mentioned several times in the past that I regret is when I was 18 years old, I believe at the time, I had an opportunity to go to the military, and I decided to go into the Army on a buddy type situation with a friend of mine. I ended up not going. Just the thought of being subjected to that type of authority at the time when I was a little wild and crazy, I decided not to do it, and I bailed at the last minute. And it's honestly one of the greatest regrets in my life. But anyway, I know people have sacrificed and died. Listen, I just if you want to share their names, if you want to share their story, feel free to do so. Again, the number to call in, 844-900-7243. Again, that number, 844-900-7243. Guys, let me start here. I've been reading through. I mean, I've got lots of headlines here from The Forgotten Man. Lewis brought in a headline for me that's very interesting. We'll try to get to as well. 5 things conservatives need to know before AI wipes out conservative thought altogether. It's happening, folks. It's happening. I want you to understand this. The left hates us. The left hates us. Guys, as I come on this radio show, one thing that I want to strive to do always is to empower you. I know I get a little frustrated. Sometimes I get a little bombastic, but my goal is to empower you, and my goal is to help you to embrace your role in this government, a government that is up for and by the people. We say this, I talk about this, you know, it's not a cliche. It's not the Constitution isn't a fantasy to me. It isn't just a piece of paper. It means a lot more to me, and hopefully to you. But I want you to understand that the left hates us. You know, I was thinking about a lot of these cultural battles that we've been enduring, whether it's the latest with the Los Angeles Dodgers and having these trans Satanists, basically godless trans people and cross dressers and drag queens that will literally perform, are going to literally perform strip teases on a cross. They hate us. And they hate us because they hate God. The truth of the matter is the left, when they look at the mirror, when they look in the mirror, or when they see you, when they see you, when they see a person that loves God, when they see a person that loves America, it's like a mirror to them. They're faced to look at their own souls. They're faced to look at their own miserable lives, and they hate you for it. But here's the good news. If you're going to be, what's the word that I'm searching for? I wanted to say successful, but that's not the word. If you're going to be effective in this world, on this earth, you're going to be hated. I'm asking you to embrace it. I don't want you to go out and be a jerk. You shouldn't. If you're driving, don't pass by the car next to you and give somebody the bird and say, Carl Jackson told me to do. That's not what I'm talking about. But I want you to be not afraid to be hated. Who cares if some people that want to pervert your children hate you? Who cares if someone that hates America hates you? I don't, and you can't either. And frankly, that's the only way we're going to be able to save this country, except for the grace and the mercy of God in a straight up revival in this country. I was reading through some headlines today, some of which I'll get to shortly here. And I just started thinking, you know, man, we have to draw the line now. I've asked you guys to call in before and tell me what you want Trump to fight for. Tell me what you want DeSantis to fight for. Guys, I want you to, right now, you need to decide. You need to decide right now what you want your candidates to fight for. They're your representatives. That's the way that I look at it. That's the way that it is. That is our Constitution. Years ago, and I talked about this on my podcast, by the way, you can check out the podcast wherever you go to get your podcast, The Carl Jackson Show. I'm on all things social media at The Carl Jackson, at The Carl Jackson Show. But I talked about acronyms that I developed in my mind as time went on because I wanted to know how I should fight the left, and I wanted to know what my candidates were up to. And I had determined right from the beginning that I wasn't, when I got involved politically, I wasn't gonna vote for establishment people unless I absolutely had no choice. Rhinos, unless I absolutely had no, I just didn't. I wanted them to adhere to principles that were outlined in the Constitution and anything that was a threat to our civil liberties. And so right now, guys, before we get into the, it's already chaotic between DeSantis and Trump, and it's already chaotic. But I'm telling you right now, they work for us. That's the way that I see it. I've told you this time and time again. So right now, I'm dead serious about this. This weekend, in honor of those that have died, guys, we don't have to go to war. Nobody's shooting bullets at us yet. At least know what you're fighting for and stand up for it. Let me give you an acronym. I think I've talked about this before. I developed it a little more this morning on my podcast. Hired, healthcare, immigration, regulatory agencies, energy or education. That's interchangeable. And now the deep state. I'm going to get into the deep state. Here's what I want day one. Here's what I want day one. I heard Governor DeSantis say that he would fire Christopher Wray. That ain't enough. I have seen more headlines that he would go further. I think I've heard Trump say that he would amputate the FBI. That's what I want. I want a straight up amputation. But day one, what I want is for someone to go into that White House, and I want them to pardon and or commute every J6 protester, because the left hates us and we've got political prisoners. And one of the ways in which we can flip the script and to turn things around is to make sure that political prisoners will not be held in the United States of America. So I've now added D for the deep state. The deep state has to go bye bye. What are you fighting for? What are you fighting for? I remember watching stories on the Discovery Channel of some of these men that would die in Vietnam of dysentery and different infections. Some of them had infections on their feet that would just get absolutely out of control, where some of them weren't even dying of bullet wounds. Know what you're fighting for. You know, I'm getting a little concerned that the Trump and the DeSantis battle could get so nasty that they splinter the conservative movement altogether. And either you get a rhino establishment person that comes in, or you get a Democrat back in the office that is hell-bent on destroying this country. So you know what? You know how we fix that problem? They work for us. You make sure that they know what you want from them. Trump's got a personality bigger than, you know what? So do I, and so do you. And so the Constitution tells us this is a government of, for, and by the people. It's we, the people. Know what the heck you want from these candidates. And demand it. And demand that they get it done. Frankly, I don't care if it's Trump or DeSantis. And I want them to release these J6 protesters. I'm going to share a story. I was going to start with this in the second hour. I'm going to go to it now. This latest column from Julie Kelly, because I am burning. I am burning. And you need to hear it. You need to hear this. What's happening with these J6 protesters? This is a banana republic. We've got to fix this. We've got to fix this, guys. And I want a promise from Trump or DeSantis to fix this, or whomever gets in office to fix this. We'll be back.
Prison culture is no different than any other culture. The brokenness that lands people in prison, if left unaddressed, often perpetuates a cycle of destructive thinking and behaviors that will negatively impact individuals for generations, unless something intervenes to change that cycle. The good news is that something is the Prison Fellowship Academy program. Since 1997, Prison Fellowship have been transforming prison culture one changed life at a time. The Prison Fellowship Academy offers prisoners hope for a new life. When they are released, they will be ready to return to society as good citizens and be better spouses, parents, and workers. God is at work throughout the entire prison system, thanks to Prison Fellowship Academy. I'll be telling you inspiring stories about the Academy in the days ahead. But to learn more right now, please go to TheOfficerTatum.com and click on the Prison Fellowship banner. That's TheOfficerTatum.com, TheOfficerTatum.com, and click on the Prison Fellowship banner. Thank you, guys.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. You heard the man, 844-900-7243. Guys, let me talk to you about Angel Tree. As we heard as we head into Memorial Day weekend, I want to update you on the great progress of our annual Angel Tree Camp Drive. Thanks to people just like you, our network-wide total of donations is enough to send over 770 children of prisoners to the fresh air and Christian fellowship of Angel Tree Camp. Counselors really help these kids have fun, as you can hear from this actual camper.
They help you learn how to meet new people and how to realize that you're not alone, like you're loved by anybody. And sometimes people come here because they want to get away from home, or your counselors make you feel like you're wanted.
Memorial Day weekend is the official start of summer, but for many children of prisoners, summertime means being trapped in a hot city surrounded by dangers like gangs and drugs, unless you and I help break the cycle. A gift of just $200 from you, less than dinner out and a movie for most of us, can literally transform a child's life for eternity. Let's turn around the lives of boys and girls by sending them to Angel Tree Camp this summer. Your gift sends a deserving boy or girl to camp for an entire week. Just go to theofficertatum.com, click on the Angel Tree Camp banner at the top of the page, or if you prefer, you can call in your donation at 888-206-2763. Again, that number, 888-206-2763. Remember, Angel Tree Camp is a safe place for children of prisoners to experience the great outdoors, make new friends, and many kids at camp step forward to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Once more, just go to theofficertatum.com and click on the Angel Tree Camp banner to help change a child's life today. All right, the number to call in, 844-900-7243. If you want to call in and honor anyone, a family member, friend that you might know that have literally given the ultimate sacrifice in order that we could remain free and so that we could sit here and fight, please feel free to call in. But also feel free to call in for the topics that I will be discussing. I was going to save this to the second hour. I think I want to deal with it now. Just what? Actually, no. Let me do this. Let me start here. Hat tip for Gatman. This from the Federalist. The FBI knows what car was used in J6 DNC pipe bomb, but refuses to identify the prime suspect. Have you guys heard about this story? You guys remember that story, right? That pipe bomber, that infamous pipe bomber that left some bombs that were inoperable at both the DNC and the RNC National Convention headquarters on January 6th of 2021. So on Wednesday, the House Republicans on the Judiciary Committee re-updated demands for a comprehensive briefing on the two-year-old case, which the FBI has refused transparency thus far. This from the lawmakers, the Republican lawmakers. Your failure to comply with our request is particularly concerning given recent media reports regarding the pipe bomb investigation. Here's a quote from let me read this. Earlier this month, an FBI whistleblower told the Washington Times that the FBI identified the suspect entered shortly after planting the bombs, but has not pursued the individual. Okay, so let me get this straight. You've got a man that's now serving a 4.5-year prison sentence for writing Nancy Pelosi a nasty note and kicking his feet up on her desk. But the pipe bomber, you're not concerned about. You've had information and evidence that seems to be overwhelming for the last couple of years. Zero, zilch, nada. Listen, guys, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I would say this. Either our FBI is lying or either our FBI is a part of it. This from the Times, the Washington Times. The FBI had surveillance video that showed the person entering a car with a visible license plate after exiting a metro stop in Northern Virginia. So they can't find the pipe bomber, but they have a license plate. Interesting. Kyle Serafin, you guys know him. He's a former FBI agent, a brave whistleblower. He now has, I believe he has a podcast himself now. But here's what he had to say. He worked on the case. He told the Washington Times, and I quote, that the agency tied whoever the person was that dropped the bombs with surveillance cameras all the way through the train and getting into a car with that license plate, close quote. Serafin also told the Washington Times that the two bombs were inoperable. All right, now this is from the Judiciary Committee. One former FBI assistant director observed, it just doesn't add up. There's just too much to work with to not know who this guy is. And again, I would say they do know who that person is. And I would say that, listen, this is pure speculation on my part, but we all know this doesn't add up. We all know this doesn't add up. Is it an FBI employee? Inquiring minds would like to know. Julie Kelly wrote about this herself over a year ago, and she called it another FBI hoax. She went on to say in her column back when, as the FBI successfully rounded up hundreds of Capitol trespassers using sophisticated tools such as geofence warrants, the trail of the pipe bomber went cold. Kelly reported this despite federal law enforcement having posted a $50,000 reward and then eventually a $500,000 reward. She went on to say, and I quote, given what we know about the FBI's politically motivated malfeasance during the Trump era, the likelihood the pipe bomb story was another FBI hoax instead of a legitimate threat becomes more conceivable each day. Now, in the last 15 months, we've seen Mar-a-Lago raided. We've seen Catholics bullied. We've seen investigations into parents that didn't want their kids to be sexualized in schools. But for some reason, the FBI cannot find this pipe bomber. They seem to be able to work on everything else that involves conservatives or patriots or Republicans. They seem to be able to work on those cases and get to them relatively quickly, even intimidate us, show up at Mark Houck's house, pointing a gun at him when he's sitting there with his seven children and his wife. But for some reason, they can't find this pipe bomber where they actually have a license plate to. Guys, I am so sick of this stuff. And frankly, this is part of my frustration with some of the back and forth with some of the political candidates, because this is where I want to focus. I'm sorry what Trump is going through. He has endured stuff that no president ever has, and Lord willing, never will. But these people are sitting in prison because some of the protesters, not speaking of the pipe bomber, simply because they showed up to express their First Amendment rights. Guys, we can't give up. We can't give up on this fight. And on day one, Trump, if you hear me, on day one, DeSantis, if you hear me, Vivek, Larry Elder, whomever, these people should be let out of jail. It is astonishing what we're having to deal with. This is a freaking banana republic, and you guys better start talking about this stuff and say what you're going to do about it. We'll be back.
Are you tired of not getting a good night's sleep? Well, my friends, Mike Lindell has created the perfect solution. He didn't just stop at the pillow. He also created the Giza Dream bed sheets, made from the world's best cotton called Giza. These sheets are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. And now for a limited time, you can get 50% off the Giza Dream sheets with prices starting as low as $29.98. These sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors and have a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Take advantage of this amazing offer. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Brandon at checkout. You can also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper and MyPillow towel sets. Don't wait any longer to get the best sleep of your life. Call 800-976-8379 or go to MyPillow.com now and use promo code Brandon. Remember, this sale won't last forever, so don't miss out.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. The number to call in to the program, 844-900-7243. Guys, I want to talk to you about the Salem News Channel. If you like listening to the Officer Tatum Show, you will love watching it as well. You can watch it on SalemNewsChannel.com or the app with the same name. Load it on the Apple or Android store or watch us on Roku. Just type Salem News Channel into the search bar. Come check us out. We are the antidote to the mainstream media. All the best in conservative media are on the Salem News Channel with Dennis Prager, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dinesh D'Souza, Will Cal, Larry O'Connor, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and your main man, Brandon Tatum. Bookmark us now. Just go to SalemNewsChannel.com and watch today's show or get caught up on past shows that are on video. That is SalemNewsChannel.com, SalemNewsChannel.com. I want to play an audio clip for you before I go on. This is Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla, a very smart guy, comedian, always puts things into perspective. I think he's spot on the money here. But he says that Trump blasting DeSantis is if Coke is attacking Coke Zero for sucking. Here's Adam Carolla, audio clip number 5. Por favor, Sean.
Well, I don't think almost any of the Trump attacks against DeSantis really have any traction. I mean, DeSantis is sort of Trump without the rhetoric. You know, he's kind of Trump light. So it's sort of weird. So it's like saying Coke is attacking Coke Zero for sucking, you know, and it's sort of like going, it's really just a version of you minus a few calories. So I understand that Trump must go after DeSantis because he's second highest in the polling, but he's essentially Trump. Just sort of, you know, he's Trump with an edible. You know, he's sort of like Trump tamped down. Trump, you know, he's a 46-year-old Trump who just ate a gummy with some THC in it and just sort of mellowed out a little bit. Oh, I don't think almost any.
All right, so that's Adam Carolla. Guys, and I got to tell you, listen, I love Trump. I love what he's done for the country. And listen, the guy is enduring stuff, persecution, if you will, like I've never seen, like I don't think any of us have seen. But if Trump gets into office 4 years later, he's gone. All right. It's as simple as that. And then we're left holding the bag. So some of the attacks, and I can say from either camp, man, just fight a fight. I know it's going to get nasty. I get it. And I actually want them to scrap on policy. simply because I think it's best for us in the long run. But what I don't want to see is that things get so bad that it actually splinters the conservative movement. So just keep that in mind, please. We have J6 protesters that are being treated beyond unfairly, that are already serving jail time. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to try to put Trump in jail. They are aiming towards that. Julie Kelly of AM Greatness has written a fabulous column that I will get to shortly. But now the FBI, getting back to this issue with the FBI not being able to identify the pipe bomber, it's absolute nonsense. Either they've decided, and this is possible, maybe they've just decided, you know what, we're just going to go after Trumpsters. We're just going to go after Donald Trump. We're gonna put all of our resources there, kind of like Alvin Bragg did in New York, and we're just not going to worry about the pipe bomber, or they had something to do with it. Inquiring minds want to know. Inquiring minds want to know, because we are in a desperate state of affairs. Again, make sure you know what you're fighting for. For me, I want to see Obamacare reversed. I want to see a border wall. Bring it back. Oldie but goodie. Build the wall. I love Remain in Mexico policy. I think it was a brilliant strategy by former President Donald Trump. The Title 42, I thought that was a great strategy as well. But nothing works as good as a wall. Build the wall. We need to bring back that chant. Hat tip, Just the News, Old Keepers founder, sentenced to 18 years in prison for his role in the January 6th riot. This is a summary, but I'm going to go in depth into this trial in the next hour. So make sure you stay tuned for this. 844-900-7243. Old Keepers founder Stuart Rose was sentenced to 18 years for his role in the J6 2021 riot. Rhodes was convicted last year by a jury in a federal court in Washington for sedition and other felony charges. Rhodes said he plans to appeal his conviction and sentence, according to NPR. The U.S. District Judge, a man by the name of Amit Mehta, rejected Rhodes' bid for leniency and his statement that he was prosecuted for political reasons. A seditious conspiracy is among the most serious crimes an individual American can commit, said the judge. I'll get into this more after the break. Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum. All right, welcome back to the OfficerTatum.com. Guys, I want to talk to you about Pure Talk. Remember the last time you got a quote-unquote free phone? You started out feeling great, then came the hefty activation fees, four-line requirements, and, of course, the binding contract. Don't fall for it again. Only Pure Talk gives you a free 5G Samsung Galaxy phone without the feeling you've been duped. Just sign up for Pure Talk's unlimited talk, unlimited text, and unlimited data plan with mobile hotspot for just $55 a month, and get a 5G Samsung Galaxy for free. That's right, unlimited everything at a fraction of the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And here's another thing. You'll be on America's most dependable 5G network. How do I know? I'm a customer. I make the switch to Pure Talk, the wireless company I'm proud to stand behind, because they're proud to stand behind me. Just dial #250 and say Brandon Tatum. You'll get a free Samsung Galaxy when you sign up for unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data. Again, dial #250, say Brandon Tatum, and switch to Pure Talk today. Pure Talk. Wireless for Americans by Americans. Portions of the Officer Tatum Show are brought to you in part by Pure Talk. Okay, so just quickly getting back to this story. And callers, if you want to call in, 844-900-7243. Saw you out there, caller. Forgive me. I meant to get you, but if you call back in, we'll get you ASAP. The number to call in, 844-900-7243. So this U.S. District Judge, a man by the name of Amit Mehta, rejected Rhodes' bid for leniency. Again, Rhodes is the founder of the Oath Keepers that has just been sentenced to 18 years in prison for his role in the J6 2020 one riot. But I'm going to dive into the details a little bit in the second hour. Guys, this is absolutely atrocious. This is banana republic type stuff. And this is what we should all fear most. I don't care if you're Christian. I don't care if you're Jewish. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care if you're agnostic. I don't care if you're atheist. I don't care about your party affiliation. I don't care about your skin color. A rogue Department of Justice is literally, it's a police state. It is a police state. As Sebastian Gorka says, a Gestapo. Oath Keepers is a citizens militia group. The Justice Department had asked Rhodes to serve 25 years in prison, but his legal team requested he serve a year and a half, which frankly, that should not have been an offer once you hear the details of this case. But they settled for 18 years. Throw the book at the guy. When I tell you the details later, stay tuned in the second hour. Guys, we've got to fight. You've got men and women that have died for this country so that we can be free, so that we could enjoy the blessings of liberty. It's up to us to fight. We don't have to pick up a rifle. We don't have to go overseas. We don't have to be away from our families. We've just got to fight exactly where we are. Just understand that the left hates us. Embrace that. Embrace that. I remember doing a show called Embrace the Suck. You got to embrace the suck. You got to embrace the hate. Embrace everything the left throws at you. You know why? Because ultimately, to restore the Constitution, to restore Judeo-Christian values is actually loving on them, whether they realize it or not. So embrace the hate. I don't care if the left hates me. I'm going to love them enough to push my principles. I'm going to love them enough to push my principles regardless, because I know and you know, we all know that Judeo-Christian values created the best country that God has ever given man. And now you got a bunch of psychos and just evil and disgusting and perverted people, and a handful, by the way, along with some corporations and some corrupt politicians that want to turn this country on its head. And all you have to do is stand up and fight. All you have to do and show up at a ballot box, register voters, do a little more work than you did in 2020 and in 2022, and we can take this country back. And we owe it to those that have died to do just that. Hat tip for Gatman. This from Daily Wire. James Comer puts a dollar amount on the alleged Biden bribery scheme. A top congressional investigator is offering new clues about a suspected criminal bribery scheme involving President Joe Biden. In a letter sent Wednesday to the FBI director, Christopher Wray, James Comer, he's the House Oversight Committee chairman, revealed more specific terms for the Bureau to find a record he demanded in a subpoena with a deadline that passed 2 weeks ago. Now, guys, I'm going to say this. Republicans, wake the hell up. He said he was going to hold. He was considering holding Christopher Wray under contempt. Listen, I like the work that James Comer has been doing. Stop warning these people. Hold them under contempt or in contempt of Congress. Do it. You don't need to tell me about it. You don't need to broadcast it. I don't need to see you on Fox News, CNN, or anywhere else. Hold this guy in contempt. He is destroying this country. For God's sakes, man. Conservatives, freaking grow up here. God help me. The newly revealed data lands a particular FD 1023 form, according to Comer, may reference some variant of, quote, 5 million and June 30th, 2020, close quote. He goes on to say, and I quote, these terms relate to the date on the FD 1023 form and its reference to the amount of money the foreign national allegedly paid to receive the desired policy outcome from our vice president at the time, Joseph R. Biden. Comer, you don't have to tell us that you're considering holding this man, Christopher Wray, in contempt. If we got a corrupt president, and I believe we do, or at least we had a corrupt vice president, then the American people needs to know. They need to know. They deserve to know. The newly revealed date lands on the calendar about 2 weeks after Ukrainian officials announced there had been a 5 $1 million bribe aimed at ending an investigation into the founder of Burisma Holdings, the same Ukrainian gas company at which, oh, guess what? Hunter Biden served on the board for several years. Isn't that a coinkydink? At the time, Ukrainian anti-corruption prosecutor Nasir, I can't pronounce his name, K, said a handful of suspects had been detained, but stressed that, quote, Biden Jr. and Biden Sr. do not appear in this particular proceeding, close quote. This guy, the Biden crime family, is corrupt as all get out, and the FBI is hiding it from us, just like they're hiding who the J6 pipe bomber is. We'll be back. All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. The number to call in, 844-900-7243. Guys, we'll go through some of the polls that are out. Listen, I got to be honest with you. It's fun to do. I don't pay much attention to national polls or polls at this time because we're so far out from the elections. Once you get in a month or a couple of weeks, you get closer to election day, to the primary season, these polls really start tightening up. But they are fun to go through, and they do give you a snapshot of at least where some people are, or a lot of people are right now, that are paying attention to politics. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people that are not paying attention to politics. So we'll just read off some of those polls. It is interesting, too, this from Fox News, had to forget, man. DeSantis campaign says Florida governor hauled in $8.2 million in fundraising in his first 24 hours. Basically, this is historic. You had Biden that raised, I think it was $6.3 million that he hauled in 2019. The DeSantis fundraising includes online contributions as well as some of his bundlers that were at a summit in Miami, Florida. Someone at the summit, the campaign manager, actually said this historic fundraising haul shows that grassroots Republicans across the country are uniting behind Governor DeSantis's vision for a great American comeback. That's an enormous Dan Eberhardt. He's an oil drilling chief executive officer and also a prominent Republican donor. And Bundler told Fox News that's an enormous haul for the first 24 hours and shows that there are thousands of donors, big and small, that are behind the governor. Now, the Trump campaign is arguing that, hey, listen, DeSantis, with these donors, is he going to be controlled by these donors? And frankly, I think that is a fair question. DeSantis answered those questions. I read it on Glenn Beck's website earlier. Maybe I'll bring that up later. I got to go back and find that, honestly. But also, the Trump campaign obviously talked about the glitches when DeSantis rolled out his campaign on Twitter. I don't think that's something he would ever consider doing again. But the donors looked at that and they said there was so much interest that it broke the system. It's not the governor's fault. But Trump and his allies argued. This is where I can't lie. You got to give Trump credit. He is hilarious. But Trump and his allies argued that episode was an embarrassing flop. Among other things, the former president on his Truth Social outlet on social media put up a video of a rocket crashing and exploding with the caption, Run 2024. Guys, listen, I don't mind if it's fun. I don't mind if they brawl a little bit. I want them to talk policy. I don't want it to get so nasty where we split the vote and a rhino or a Democrat gets in. That's my biggest concern. We'll be back on the other side. Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum.
Make America godly again. The Officer Tatum Show. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. The number to call in, 844-900-7243. Guys, please subscribe to my podcast wherever you go to get your podcast. If you subscribe, you can get it right to your inbox. I'm not going to hunt you or taunt you or any of that good stuff. It's for free. Or you can subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can get the audio and video version. Go to the Carl Jackson Show on YouTube or Rumble if you prefer. Rumble, the free speech platform. I absolutely love Rumble. All things social media at the Carl Jackson Show. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, True Social, Getter, at The Carl Jackson Show is where you can go to find me. I'm going to play an audio clip for you real quick. We'll just tease, have a little fun with the polls shortly here. We'll get into I got a lot of headlines ahead of me that I want to talk about, but also want to go into what's happening with some of the J6 protesters, because as long as I'm around, as long as they allow me to spend some time, Salem does, on their national airways, I want to make sure that you never forget these J6 protesters. What Trump is enduring is unimaginable. It is wrong. It is stuff made up of third world countries and banana republics. But we have some J6 protesters that are being held as prisoners for no other reason than they happen to be Trump supporters, Republicans, conservatives. They happen to love America. And I want you to understand, just as I said in the first hour, the left hates you. The left hates you. I don't care what you do. I don't care how nice you are. I don't care what perfume you wear or cologne you wear. I don't care. I don't care how you dress. I don't care how you look. The left hates you because they hate God. And see, when they see you, they see God. And when they see you, they're looking in the mirror and they see their own sin nature. See, and they don't understand that it's not us. We're not judging them. It's just because if we believe in God, if we believe in these Judeo-Christian principles that have designed the greatest country in the United States, if we believe in these things, if we project these things, then what they see in us is their own sin nature, and they can't stand us for it. So what do they have to do? They have to mock us. They have to deride us. They have to turn this system upside down. But honestly, the Bible teaches us, if they hated Jesus, they're going to hate you. I'm speaking of those that love Jesus, by the way. You may not be a believer. It's all right. It's never too late to ask for repentance and turn to Jesus. All right. But if they hated him, they're going to hate you. And he was actually a really good guy. He wasn't, not like me. So embrace the hate. I'm not telling you to be a jerk. I'm not telling you to be mean. I'm just telling you to accept what the left is going to think about you regardless of what you do. You will never be able to appease leftists. So don't even try. Don't even waste your time. Keep walking on that journey that God has given you, and screw the left. Because honestly, at some point in time, everyone falls into some type of trap or pit in their life, where they need God, where they need someone with common sense, where they need someone with a biblical foundation. And guess what? When they fall on those times, guess who they'll turn to? They'll turn to you. It's the exact same thing that happened to me, going through all types of chaos and craziness, making all types of bad decisions. You know, and sometimes you have to go through that muck in order to understand the grace and mercy of God. No different for leftists. It's no different for leftists. But I had to see people that were living a lifestyle that I wanted to live. Those are the people you should be. You shouldn't be proud. You shouldn't be arrogant. You shouldn't be boastful, because there go I, but for the grace of God. But you shouldn't be ashamed of your beliefs, of your value system. You shouldn't. You can't be. I'm going to play an audio clip for you. This is President Trump. He says we're going to win the country. It's on the wrong path. He says this in a brief interview with a local news station. Here's President Trump. Audio clip number one. Por favor, Sean.
And how about you personally getting ready for 2024? What are your expectations?
I think we're going to win. We just got polls out today. We're up by 40 and 50 points, and we're leading Biden by 11 and 12 points, and so I think we're going to do well. Look, the country's on the wrong path. I don't think we've ever been in a position like this, and it's a very dangerous time. Right now, this is a very dangerous time for our country. You look at what's happening with Ukraine and Russia and all of this, and we just don't know what we're doing.
And what do you say to Americans out there that might be on the fence right now, not knowing who they're going to vote for in 2024?
Well, I think a lot of them know, based on the polls, they seem to like the job I did very much, and they gave the biggest tax cuts in history. We gave them biggest regulation cuts in history. We didn't fight wars. We got out of wars. We beat ISIS. We did everything. All of the different things. We rebuilt our military. If you take a look at Space Force, how well that's done and how important that's been. We did so many things, and we had the strongest border in the history of our country, and that's a big thing right now. We had no inflation. We had the best economy we've ever had. Nobody can compete with that.
I see. I think that's Donald Trump at his finest. I don't think he has to go. I don't think he has to go for low blows and all of that kind of stuff. I think that's Donald Trump at his finest. Promises made, promises kept. I think that's his argument. So anyway, I wanted you to hear that poll because he's absolutely right. The United States is in dire straits. The left, again, they hate Christians. I'll talk to you about an article that was written by Fox News University program linking Christians, Republicans to Nazis granted DHS funds under an anti-terror initiative. But before I get to that, I actually want to go through this column by Julie Kelly of AM Greatness. And you can find her online. I believe it's Julie _ Kelly and the number 2 on Twitter. I'll check later. But you can always find her columns at AM Greatness. And this is something that I don't want to let go. If you've spent a night in jail, you know what I mean? You don't want to go back. I mean, there's some people, frankly, that belong there. There's some people that feel at home there. And there's some people that go in. And I was one of those people where I'm like, what the heck am I doing? How did I get here? How do I get out of here? I never want to come back here again. Thank God I didn't serve some long stint. And, but I was arrested a couple of times, got in trouble, just doing stupid crap. I did say that one time and ended up back in jail. I was still doing stupid stuff, but thank God, his grace and his mercy is good every single morning. But imagine if you're being sent to jail with no hope of getting out, at least not for years, when you're absolutely innocent. You're absolutely innocent, and it happens, and it's happened. I mean, it happens, and it has happened. Let me take you to this article by Julie Kelly. Regime apparatchiks and sadists inflict their punishments, the article is called. So there's a guy by the name of Matthew Graves. Matthew Graves is the U.S. attorney in D.C. That's working a lot of the majority of the J6 cases, particularly actually, he prosecutes every J6 case. Let me say that. So in late 2021, you guys might remember this. A.G. Merrick Garland, he faced heat at the time from Joseph Biden. You guys might remember this. And he wasn't always he was always a wimp, in my opinion, but he wasn't the punk. He wasn't the anti-American communist that he is. Thank God this guy never, never became a Supreme Court justice because he has absolutely no backbone. But he was fearing, basically, that he was going to get fired. The Biden administration was done with him. Why? Because these January 6th protesters had done mostly nothing wrong. What they were being charged with at the time were misdemeanor charges. The Biden administration wanted more than that, not because these J6 protesters had committed, most of them had committed, any serious crimes, but it was because A.G. Garland was giving Republicans the ammunition to mock the media's description of the 4-hour disturbance as an insurrection. As more video emerged, as more cases were tried, or people were given misdemeanor charges or whatever, Biden was like, hey, what's the deal here? The media is mocking us. I can't, the left can't use this narrative that it was an insurrection. And so because the left and the Democrat Party wanted to use the narrative that there was an insurrection on J6, they decided to ramp up charges. So imagine that. You go from a misdemeanor, you don't have to worry about jail, to all of a sudden you become a mostly peaceful protester that never stepped foot inside the Capitol serving 18 years. We'll be back. All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. The number to call in, 844-900-7243. Guys, if you like to call in and honor the memory of a loved one that paid the ultimate sacrifice. This is Memorial Day weekend. Please feel free to do so. Or if you just want to call in to talk about the topics, any topics under the sun regarding culture, regarding politics, the number to call in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Guys, I want to talk to you about Angel Tree. As we head into Memorial Day weekend, I want to update you on the great progress of our annual Angel Tree Camp Drive. Thanks to people just like you, our network-wide total of donations is enough to send over 770 children of prisoners to fresh air and Christian fellowship of Angel Tree Camp. Counselors really help these kids have fun, as you can hear from this actual camper.
They help you learn how to meet new people and how to realize that you're not alone, like you're loved by anybody. And sometimes people come here because they want to get away from home, or your counselors make you feel like you're wanted.
Memorial Day weekend is the official start of summer, but for many children of prisoners, summertime means being trapped in a hot city surrounded by dangers like gangs and drugs. Unless you and I help break the cycle, frankly, a gift of just $200 from you, less than dinner out and a movie for most of us can literally transform a child's life for eternity. Let's turn around the lives of boys and girls by sending them to Angel Tree Camp this summer. Your gift sends a deserving boy or girl to camp for an entire week. All you have to do is go to theofficertatum.com, click on the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page, or if you prefer, you can phone in your donation at 888-206-2763. That's 888-206-2763. Remember, Angel Tree Camp is a safe place for children of prisoners to experience the great outdoors, make new friends, and many kids at camp step forward to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Once more, just go to theofficertatum.com and click on the Angel Tree Camp banner to help change a child's life today. The number to call in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Guys, I do want to make mention of this because there have been some wins. I don't want you to feel discouraged. I don't want you to feel that all is for naught. Conservatives have had some wins. I think this was a major win that was announced. I believe it was now announced yesterday. Let me find the story with the EPA, the SCOTUS ruling on the EPA. I saw it on the tip sheet this morning. The Supreme Court unanimous in condemning EPA overreach, expanding mandate without congressional approval. Now, I just want to read you the summary of this case that was on the SCOTUS blog, because it's important that you feel empowered. It's important that you understand when you fight back, even against this behemoth that is known as the federal government, you can win. It doesn't always happen, but you can win. In this case, it did happen. So a significant blow to the administrative state. The Supreme Court on Thursday established a more stringent test to determine whether the Clean Water Act applies to a wetland. The ruling was a setback for the EPA, or Environmental Protection Agency, and a victory for an Idaho couple, a couple by the name of Michael and Chantel Sackett, who have been battling with the federal government for, listen to this, 15 years in their efforts to build a house on an empty lot near a large lake. Ed Morrissey of Hot Air said this time the court has set a clear definition for, quote, waters of the United States, close quote, in relation to the EPA jurisdiction, and ruled that it has to be limited to bodies of water with consistent and permanent connection to navigable bodies of water that would otherwise also fall under federal jurisdiction. Now, Carl, why is this a big deal? I really don't care about this. Well, you should. I'll tell you why you should. The EPA runs roughshod over you. See, this is what these big government, these communists inside of the Democrat Party have been doing for quite some time. They've been slowly chipping away at our freedoms, and we haven't been paying attention to it. I was even thinking about these stories with the L.A. Dodgers and with Tarjay and with Bud Light, and we'll talk about those again. And I was thinking of those as cultural issues. That's the way we frame them as conservatives. No. They are spiritual issues. The left understands that they have to undermine biblical values. They understand that they have to undermine people that believe in the God of the Bible. They have to undermine the principles of the Bible in order to transform this nation. So forgive me, because I've been coming at this all wrong. And frankly, so have a lot of conservatives, because we talk about these issues as cultural issues. But I'm sorry, some dude gyrating on a freaking cross pretending like he's Jesus, that's not a cultural issue. That's so much deeper. That is evil incarnate. I feel sorry for a person that is so lost or so demented that they would do that. And I pray to God that they get right with God, because it's not going to be funny when they close their eyes for eternity. So pray for them. I mean that in all sincerity. Going back to this EPA story, Carl, why is it a big deal? See, this is what the left has done so well. Guys, remember my acronym at the beginning of the show, HIRED. I added that D for the deep state. That was brilliant, Sean, by the way. You didn't have to make mention of that, but it was brilliant. All right. So anyway, listen, healthcare, immigration, regulation, or the regulatory state, if you will, education, energy, they're interchangeable. The deep state, I added that because I like working with acronyms, because I want to know what I'm going to hold politicians accountable for. I don't care if the politician is Trump. I don't care if the politician is DeSantis. You're not going to see me out here kissing booty. I don't do it. I love Trump. I love DeSantis. I don't kiss booty. It's we the people. We're the ones that are in charge. And you have to remember that. And one of the ways in which the left, and frankly, some weak behind Republicans, have taken power away from we the people is they've erected these huge, gigantic bureaucratic agencies, and they've essentially just given their powers, which I shouldn't even say their powers, forgive me, our powers to these bureaucratic agencies. So this is a huge win with this EPA. You guys might remember that Obama, same thing. Obama at the time of his presidency was using this Clean Water Act. I can't remember if it was brought into play by him or if he just expanded it. I believe he expanded it. But this Clean Water Act, people were literally being regulated if they had sitting water on their property or near their property where there wasn't federal lands. It was being regulated. They couldn't do anything with it. They couldn't build over it. They couldn't remove it, dry it up or whatever, drain it. They couldn't touch it. The federal government had that much power. They had that much power over these people. These people are like, listen, we live near a wetland. It's empty land. You don't own it. The government says, oh, no, we own it. Why? Not because there's sitting water or navigable water. It's just sitting water. It's crazy. We'll be back.
Lingers in your ear, but you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Now, it's all in the air, you hear it everywhere.
Seek and ye shall find. God's got your six, the Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Callers, I see you out there. Art, Louis, Aaron. If you want to call into the program, 844-900-7243. Again, that number to call into the Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. The real Anthony Fauci movie. Have you ever questioned the COVID-19 narrative? Is there more to the story? Well, the movie, The Real Anthony Fauci, will leave you stunned. This was an eye-opening movie that Brandon loved and highly recommends to all of his listeners. The Real Anthony Fauci movie proves he purposely suppressed information on other drugs and silenced anyone or anything that created vaccine hesitancy. It was a huge and dangerous medical experiment they forced on the entire world. Are you ready to explore the truth? Go to TheRealAnthonyFauciMovie.com to watch the movie for free while it is still available. Officer Tatum watched it, and he urges you to see it for free. That's TheRealAnthonyFauciMovie.com. Portions of the Officer Tatum Show are brought to you in part by TheRealAnthonyFauciMovie.com. Okay, now, getting back to the, actually a couple of things that I want to share real quickly here. Again, I was talking about this issue with the EPA and the victory that we had with the EPA, and that is a good thing. I mean, literally wetlands by people's personal properties were being cordoned off as some type of federal wetland. It wasn't navigable waters. It wasn't like ships were going to be passing through or any of that. If you got rain and it was setting water, then the federal government with the EPA could come in and say, hey, Clean Water Act, you can't touch that. You can't have anything to do with that. That's absolute nonsense. That's the federal government literally trying to take over your property. It's insane. And this was happening, and it expanded under the Obama administration. Frankly, I don't understand why we didn't do more to stop this nonsense when Republicans were in. But that's a story for another day. I tell you what, when I read all of this stuff, it gets so frustrating, because I'm reminded of how little Republicans have done when they've gotten in office. As many accomplishments as they had under Trump, how much more could they have done? How much more could they have done under Bush? How much? It's just frustrating. The left gets in and they just win, win, win. They cannot get enough winning. Republicans get in and, well, we got to think about it. We don't want to offend the three trans people that live, you know, in our county. For God's sakes, man. Good God. All right. Here's another one. I want to play this audio clip for you. This is Tommy Lahren. She's with OutKick, also a Fox News contributor. She says that conservatives have learned with Bud Light that they have a voice. And then I'll get into this story about this J6 political prisoner. But this is Tommy Lahren, a Fox News contributor. Audio clip number 3, por favor, Sean.
Well, I'll tell you, because Bud Light proved to conservatives that we do have a voice and we do have a platform and we are consumers. And I'll tell you this, going back to the comments from the ladies on The View, right? It's so funny that they are saying this, essentially gaslighting the American public, because it's actually the left that has been perpetually offended by everything for at least the last 5 years plus, right? This is the party that wanted to cancel Aunt Jemima, the Land O'Lakes butter, Uncle Ben's. I mean, 2020, we saw so many products be rebranded. We saw so many people having to go through cancel culture rebranding because the left was triggered by absolutely everything. But then conservatives got smart and they said, you know what? We can do that too. And instead of just standing up for our microaggressions, we're going to stand up for kids. And that's what conservatives have done. We have taken a hold. We have said we stand up for women's integrity, women's rights, women's equality. And we also stand against the sexualization, the exploitation, and the grooming of children. Conservatives learned with Bud Light that we do have a voice and we can make a difference. And now we're running with it. And the left doesn't like it because now we're playing the game and we're winning the game that they created. Well, too bad, too sad, because we're here to play.
Yeah, and I love it. So I just want you guys to be encouraged. But the fight isn't over. That's it for Gatman. This from the Daily Wire. Bud Light to sponsor a gay pride parades despite an ongoing boycotts. There's a Cincinnati Pride Parade Bud Light is sponsoring. There's one in St. Louis they're sponsoring. They gave up one in Chicago. They're sponsoring one in San Francisco. Now, listen, if you want to go out and do your business as adults, it's none of my business. But when you're out in the open, when kids can see this, when the kids can be hypersexualized, I have a problem. So if Budweiser wants to continue to sexualize children that might be watching this stuff in the public, how about we bring down their market cap just a tad bit more? Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum. The number to call in 844-900-7243. Art, Louis, Aaron, don't go anywhere. I'll be back with your call. Back to the Officer Tatum Show. Let me talk to you about Pure Talk. Remember the last time you got a quote-unquote free phone? You started out feeling great, then came the hefty activation fees, four line requirements, and of course, the binding contract. Well, don't fall for it again. Only Pure Talk gives you a free 5G Samsung Galaxy phone without the feeling you've been duped. Just sign up for Pure Talk's unlimited talk, unlimited text, and unlimited data plan with mobile hotspot for just $55 a month and get a 5G Samsung Galaxy for free. That's right, unlimited everything at a fraction of the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And here's another thing. You'll be on America's most dependable 5G network. How do I know? Well, Officer Tatum is a customer. Make the switch to Pure Talk, the wireless company that he's proud to stand behind because they're proud to stand behind him. Just dial #250 and say, Brandon Tatum, you'll get a free Samsung Galaxy when you sign up for unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data. Again, dial #250, say Brandon Tatum, and switch to Pure Talk today. Pure Talk, wireless for Americans by Americans. Portions of the Officer Tatum Show are brought to you in part by Pure Talk. Just real quickly here before I go to the calls. Priest doubts that Vin Scully would be a fan of Dodgers embracing the drag queen nuns, troupe. A priest with a strong connection to legendary baseball broadcaster Vin Scully said he believes the late Los Angeles Dodgers announcer would not, quote unquote, approve of their beloved team warming up to a drag trope of self-described queer and trans nuns, close quote. Father Steve Davern, who presided over the mass, and burial service for Scully last year, spoke with the Daily Wire about the Dodgers re-inviting the Sisters of the Perpetual Indulgence to its, and I can't even stand the name because they're dudes, to its annual Pride Night celebration, and a move that has outraged Catholics due to certain antics, such as pole dancing on a cross. They say that is a mockery of their faith and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The gentleman, the priest, said, I've got to keep that personal because he was a very personal guy. But I think that he is a deep man of faith. I mean, on that, I do know personally, and I know he loved the Dodgers. He loved the family, but he loved his faith and devout in his beautiful, amazing family that he has. Just you could tell they radiate in Christ's love because he and Sandra brought that to their family, he went on to say. So he says, so I know I my own personal, totally me from my experience, that he would not approve because it is mocking. It is mocking a faith that was dear to him. He added, so I know he would not approve. I just have that feeling. Listen, if you're a person of faith and you're devout and you're sincere, of course that should offend you, for God's sakes, being mocked like that. They're not going to mock Muslims. We all know that. We all know they're not going to mock the religion of peace. That isn't going to happen because they're fakes, they're frauds, they're phonies. The problem is Christians are really nice. But guys, God didn't call us to be weak. We are to be meek. We aren't to be weak. So we don't have to sit up and take this mess. At least what we can do is make sure that we're not spending our money and we allow our voices to be heard. We live in America. We're blessed to live in America. We have the First Amendment. Make sure that you use it and that you exercise it. All right. Let's go to the lines. We've got Art. Art is in San Bernardino, California. He wants to talk about Ashley Babbitt and the guy, I believe, that shot her. It's so funny because I thought about doing a special for Memorial Day weekend on Ashley Babbitt. Art, thank you for calling in to the Officer Tatum Show. You've got the mic.
Hey, how you doing? You know, that's what I was called to tell you was she needs to be recognized. She was a veteran, an Air Force veteran. She was murdered, yes, by Michael Byrd. Michael Byrd is running around and looked at as a hero, and he should be in jail for murder. And that's my belief on that. And she's not. Her name is not brought up even near often enough as far as I'm concerned.
You know what? I am so glad that you called in. It's so funny. My wife even spoke about this, and I was like, you're right. I need to do something for Memorial Day to make sure that we honor Ashley Babbitt. I agree with you, Art, that she was murdered. Thank you for the call. Louie in Temecula, California. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You got the mic.
Well, thank you, sir. You're doing a great job. My question is, I'm a Trump voter all the way through, but I really think that these Democrats are going to have something up their sleeve. They're going to do something with the vote. How can somebody like me get involved being, you know, a voter, collector, mule, whatever you want to call it, where these guys are not getting away with what they're doing? That's one. Two, it's like we need more radio stations, Hispanic radio stations being Hispanic. I got a lot of Hispanic friends that they just want to close their ear. But the more they hear it in the Spanish stations, maybe we get more voters going that direction. And the fact that you don't have this radio station, big mistake. You should have this radio station. I only listen to you. All right. Well, thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Louis. I appreciate the call. Listen, Louis, I want you to look online, find your local executive Republican executive committee. You may not like all the people there, but they can. You can network. You can learn how to get involved in your local area. Perhaps start registering voters. There's always going to be something you can do. They will put you to work. So make sure you contact them. You know, you can get involved as much or as little as you would like. For those of you that attend church, I would say, you know, what I intend to do is go back and register voters at my church. I was able to help out registering a lot of voters several years ago. You can do stuff like that, but just get involved. And I would say to make sure that you vote, don't talk people out of voting. Guys, I am so frustrated about what happened with 2020 and even 2022, but I got to tell you, I got to check myself because I don't want people, we want to be careful of how we speak about it because we don't want people to get so discouraged that they feel like they shouldn't go to the ballot box this time around. You've got to show up. And not only is it you that needs to show up, you've got to bring someone with you. We've got to overwhelm the system and make sure you call your local congressman, your state legislators, and you've got to hold their feet to the fire. It's up to us. You've got to hold their feet to the fire. You want more election integrity? You've got to demand it. That's America. That's America. We'll be back. Carl Jackson in for the Office of Tatum. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. The number to call in, 844-900-7243. The real Anthony Fauci. Have you ever questioned the COVID-19 narrative? Is there more to the story? Well, the movie, The Real Anthony Fauci, will leave you stunned. This was an eye-opening movie that Officer Tatum loved, and he highly recommends to all of his listeners. The Real Anthony Fauci movie proves he purposely suppressed information on other drugs and silenced anyone or anything that created vaccine hesitancy. It was a huge and dangerous medical experiment they forced on the entire world. Are you ready to explore the truth? Go to TheRealAnthonyFauciMovie.com to watch the movie for free while it's still available. Officer Tatum watched it, and he urges you to do the same. That's TheRealAnthonyFauciMovie.com. Portions of the Officer Tatum Show are brought to you in part by TheRealAnthonyFauciMovie.com. All right, guys, man, I got so much I want to get to. I have to get to it in the next hour. University program linking Christians, Republicans to Nazis. I've got to talk about this case, this Julie Kelly article. I've been just talking too much, but you've got to hear this. Lou walked in and gave me something. Five things conservatives need to know before AI wipes out conservative thought altogether. I want to get to that. A couple calls I want to try to go to. If you guys can make it quick, we've got Aaron in Sacramento. Aaron, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You've got the mic.
Hey, Carl. Good to talk to you again. Two things. First on this EPA, out here in Sacramento behind the courthouse, there's a soccer complex, a skateboard park, and wetlands. And those poor wildlife animals are wrestling with the homeless every day for real estate. So they don't. I don't know what they're talking about, that they care about wetlands, because this is the capital, state capital of California. And you have this, if you're homeless, I guess you can stay anywhere, though. But these poor animals, they're just being run out by the homeless, the garbage, everything. The second thing I want to say is people need to stop.
Aaron, you should take pictures of that. You should take pictures of that and post it online. People need to see that.
Yeah. I think I will and stuff. You know, I'm the guy that took the kids out and campaigned for Larry Elder. And,
I remember, Aaron.
Yeah, and I tried to get you a T-shirt, but your people never got back to me, my scripture T-shirt business that I have. But what I want to also say is, when Trump wins, wouldn't it be awesome if he, like, put Larry Elder in the cabinet, got Pompeo back, maybe even Robert Kennedy Jr. in something, and bringing in all these base supporters of those people? That would just drive the left crazy, especially if you got RFKJ in there. You know, Trump was a big lover of John F. Kennedy Jr. They were great friends. That's why he plays a lot of his favorite music after when his rally ends. He plays a lot of Rolling Stones, because that's what JFK Jr. used to play all the time at his house.
Aaron, we're out of time. Hold on. I'll get you my email. I'll get you my email. Hold on. Betsy, I'll get to you in the next hour. If you can stay there, I really do appreciate it. Call in 844-900-7243.
Is the Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. I cannot believe we're already in the third hour of the program. The number to call in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I hope you have on your sneakers because we are in, or you are in, for some conservative cardio. University program linking Christians and Republicans to Nazis, regime apparatchiks. I got to get to this. Sadists inflict their punishment on more J6 protesters. I don't know if you guys heard this news. Tucker Carlson was seen rebuilding his barn turned satellite studio after Fox News dismantled his remote set near his main summer home as loyalists quit the network to join his new secret venture. This, according to the Daily Mail, hat tip, forgotten man. Exclusive DailyMail.com photos show Tucker Carlson hard at work at his satellite studio in Woodstock, Maine, as he prepares to launch his new media venture following his unexpected departure from Fox. The ousted host would have started broadcasting his nightly Fox talk show from the remote set for the summer by now, but instead is rebuilding the studio after it was dismantled by the network. Obviously, they owned that property. They came in and they took it out. Fox came in last week and got all of their S out of there, according to a construction manager, Patrick Feeney. He told the Daily Mail they took the set and everything, all the equipment, the chairs, the desks, the fake walls. Workers from Fox News swooped in and dismantled Tucker Carlson's main recording studio just as he was preparing to take his show to Twitter. All right. So Daily Mail learned this, and the studio in a converted barn will now have to be completely rebuilt after being left in shambles by the network's crew. In a sense, I think this is a good thing. We saw the rollout with Governor Ron DeSantis and Twitter. So obviously there's some tweaks that they have to work out with the Twitter spaces. You get Tucker Carlson on Twitter. Frankly, I think he should go to Rumble. But you get Tucker Carlson on Twitter, and obviously he's going to blow up the spot. I mean, they've got to be ready. They've got to be ready for this. And I would also say this. I don't think Governor DeSantis would have announced on Twitter had it not been for Tucker Carlson. Carlson's departure at Fox. But I appreciate, again, what Governor DeSantis did. The glitches stunk. I think it was, you know, a bad look politically. Obviously, the Trump campaign pounced, and that's what you do in a campaign. Totally get it, but I appreciate what Governor DeSantis was doing. In essence, he was showing, listen, I'm not going to be controlled by the mainstream media. I'm going to speak directly to the people, much like Trump did, actually in using Twitter himself to be so effective as a president, and letting the mainstream media know, hey, you're not going to control the narrative. You're not going to control me. This is the new generation. This is how we're going to communicate. So I give them props for that. But anyway, Tucker Carlson building a new studio, or rebuilding his satellite studio after it was dismantled by Fox. And good Lord, I can't wait to see Tucker Carlson wherever he lands. Let me take a call real quick, because she's been waiting patiently. I want to go to Betsy in Texas that says I'm dead wrong that people do care about other people or who other people go to bed with. Betsy, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You got the mic.
Thank you, sir. And yes, sir, you are dead wrong. You said something in passing that you didn't, what people did in their bedroom, you know, that's none of our business. That's okay. That's, you know, but don't do it in front of kids. And sir, let me tell you something. We have tolerated sin and look where that got us. You let it in the door, you give it an inch, it will come in and destroy your country. We, what people do in the privacy of their bedroom, and I'm not saying bust the police in the door and arrest people, but what I'm saying is to say, well, it's okay, or I don't care, or none of my business. It is, because that brings judgment on all of us.
Betsy, hold on a sec. Let me respond. Let me clarify. Now, I'm obviously speaking in political terms. Here's what I believe. I believe that Christians have a duty and Christians have an obligation to share Christ with these people. And I believe that's the only way that you can talk to these people. I don't think you're going to win people over in a political battle. So that wasn't my intention. And I do believe that Christians should be there should be a sense of urgency. I never think I heard a pastor say this one time, Betsy, that we should never even talk about the subject of hell without crying if we seriously think about it. And we should love people enough to make sure that we want to bring them out of the depths of hell. Politically speaking, I was talking about parading around in pride parades. But you're right. I said that flippantly. Our goal is to teach Jesus Christ and Christ crucified and to be loving in the way in which we share. But go ahead and finish up your point here, Betsy.
Well, I agree with you 100% that it is exactly what we're supposed to do. But to say it doesn't matter or it's okay or it's tolerable as long as you keep it in your bedroom. Adultery is also a private crime or sin, rather, that you do in your bedroom. And it, look at the damage it does to families in our society.
So listen, Betsy, I appreciate it. I stand somewhat corrected. I appreciate the call. I will be more careful in how I say things. Let's go to Chris. Chris is in South Carolina. He wants to talk about the Clean Water Act and the Supreme Court decision. Chris, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You got the mic.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I'm scrolling through my emails. I was just trying to figure out what we were talking about, but I'm part of that Supreme Court decision that they ruled on today, and I was just curious your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I expressed my thoughts on it a little earlier here, Chris, but I will go ahead and restate them. I'm happy about the decision. Again, for those of you that may have missed it in the hour prior, there was a significant blow to the administrative state. The Supreme Court yesterday established a more stringent test to determine whether the Clean Water Act applies to a wetland. The ruling was a setback, according to the SCOTUS blog. For the EPA, I'm extremely happy about that. Frankly, I hate the EPA. I think the EPA should be abolished. This is what I talk about all the time with these big bureaucratic agencies when I come on to these shows. So I can't stand the EPA. And frankly, I can't stand that there aren't more conservatives talking about abolishing the EPA. I think it is wholly unnecessary.
Well, no, I appreciate that. But they denied my support. Supreme Court unfortunately denied our petition. If we're available, they can generate a call next week. If feel free, they can do it for that. It's just I'm so frustrated by that. They denied us in my Supreme Court ruling. They're not even going to hear my case. The people in Idaho who were trying to build a house, I'm kind of similar to that. So that's where we're at. But I just I appreciated your time and just wanted to shed some light on it if I could.
Okay, thank you. Maybe you should call Jay Sekulo of the ACLJ. Maybe they can help you out there. But I appreciate you. I appreciate you tuning in. I want to go back to the caller, Betsy. I am somewhat convicted, even though anyway, let me just say this. what grown behind adults do behind their bedroom. Listen, spiritually, I am concerned about it. I don't want anybody that sins against God to go to hell. Politically speaking, and speaking of the law, I don't expect non-believers to act like believers. And frankly, I think that is, I'll just say that. I don't expect non-believers to act like believers. So if you want to make sure that people aren't sinning behind closed doors, then make sure you're going out and sharing the gospel and loving on them in a loving way. I'll leave it there. Okay, now the number to call in, 844-900-7243. Do we have time for this? Yes. Let's play audio clip number two. This is Speaker Kevin McCarthy. He's saying they're working out an agreement for the debt ceiling debacle. Audio clip number two, por favor.
Every day narrows down. This is why I went on February 1st to see the president. I asked him that we could sit down. We can't get those 97 days back that he said he would never negotiate. We've only been able to negotiate for the last couple of weeks. We know it's a crunch time. We know it's not easy. But we're going to make sure we're not just trying to get an agreement. We're trying to get something that's worthy of the American people that changes the trajectory. So we're going to work just as hard. We worked through the night last night. I thought we made progress yesterday. I want to make progress again today. And I want to be able to solve this problem.
All right, that was Speaker Kevin McCarthy. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. The number to call in, 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243 is the number to call in. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Guys, I excuse me here. I want to talk to you about Angel Tree. As we head into Memorial Day weekend, I want to update you on the great progress of our annual Angel Tree Camp Drive. Thanks to people just like you, our network-wide total of donations is enough to send over 770 children of prisoners to the fresh air and Christian fellowship of the Angel Tree Camp. Counselors really help these kids have fun, as you can hear from this adult camper.
They help you learn how to meet new people and how to realize that you're not alone, like you're loved by anybody. And sometimes people come here because they want to get away from home, or your counselors make you feel like you're wanted.
Memorial Day weekend is the official start of summer, but for many children of prisoners, summertime means being trapped in a hot city surrounded by dangers like gangs and drugs. Unless you and I help break that cycle, a gift of just $200 from you, less than dinner out and a movie for most of us, can literally transform a child's life for eternity. Let's turn around the lives of boys and girls by sending them to Angel Tree Camp this summer. Your gift sends a deserving boy or girl to camp for an entire week. All you have to do is go to theofficertatum.com, click on the Angel Tree Camp banner, or you can phone your donation to 888-206-2763. That's 888-206-2763. Remember, Angel Tree Camp is a safe place for children of prisoners to experience the great outdoors, make new friends, and many kids at camp step forward to receive Jesus as their Lord and their Savior. Once more, just go to theofficertatum.com, click on the Angel Tree Camp banner to help change a child's life today. All right, number to call in, 844-900-7243. Before we went to the break, I was telling you, or played the audio clip, thank you, Mr. McConnell, that the Kevin McCarthy talked about how they were working out an agreement worthy of the American people. You heard him in the audio clip say, listen, for over 97 days, the Democrat Party did not come to the table. Now they both have left town. The Republicans, Biden said, hey, adios, I'm going on another vacation, you know, like I do every weekend. Basically, I'm going off on a vacation, adios. And so the GOP-led House has left town as well without the debt limit agreement with Biden as the default approaches. Now, keep in mind, the Republican Party has agreed to raise the debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion. They've been trying to work with the Democrat Party literally for nearly 100 days. The Democrat Party didn't want to do anything about it. They didn't think the Republican Party would stick together. Republicans, please stand strong. Frankly, I don't think you should be raising the ceiling as high as you are. Please stand strong. If anything, you should be demanding more cuts. Going back to 2022 spending levels post-COVID is not exactly monumental, but we'll take it. We don't need to go further into we don't need to keep printing and spending money like we have been. It's absolutely insane. Here's a piece of news that you might be interested in. I shared with you the Tucker Carlson story, how he's rebuilding his barn-turned-satellite studio that Fox News apparently took apart after they departed ways with Tucker Carlson. Now this, according to DailyFetch.com, had to forgotten man, nearly two-thirds of Americans now view the media as the enemy of the people. Now, remember, Trump was saying this. I think a lot of people are like, whoa, 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 you know, but it's true. It's true. The mainstream media has become an enemy of the people. Look at how a lot of these mainstream organizations align with political agendas, political narratives, basically set out by the mainstream media. It's why Joe Biden knows, or has been, at least for a while now, been able to get away with absolutely being a senile crook in the White House. It's insane. But now, people are starting to wake up. Almost two-thirds of Americans believe the media is now truly the enemy of the people, quote-unquote. This, according to Rasmussen, a total of 59% of likely voters either strongly or somewhat agree with the statement that the media is the enemy of the people, according to the survey. Unsurprisingly, the belief is more prominent among Republicans at 77%. However, only a slim majority of Democrats disagree. The poll further noted that among Democrats, there had been an 11-point drop in trust in the media, a signal that the tide may be turning. But overall, a majority of 52% of Americans say they don't trust political news being pumped out by the controlled establishment media. Meanwhile, 52% believe the media is biased towards Democrats, the survey found. Only 52%. Last October, two major polls revealed that the most Americans said the media is a threat to freedom. All right, so now they've upped their game. It's truly an enemy. As the Daily Fetch reported, just 34% trust the media to report the news fully, accurately, and fairly, close quote. The figure was just 2 points higher than an all-time low in 2016. Meanwhile, the survey found that a measly 7% of Americans have a great deal of trust, quote unquote, and confidence in the media. Gallup wrote at the time, notably, this is the first time the percentage of Americans with no trust at all in the media is higher than the percentage with a great deal or a fair amount combined. That's a good reason to check out SalemNewsChannel.com. Check out my podcast, TheCarlJacksonShow.com, your daily dose of objective truth in a world of confusion and lies. You can find it wherever you go to get your podcast, The Carl Jackson Show. Find me on all things social media at The Carl Jackson Show. All right, I really want to get to this. Regime apparatchiks and sadists inflict their punishments. Guys, stop caring about the left hating us. Stop caring about it. We've got a mission. We've got a mission to save America. I believe that if you're doing God's work, you're going to be hated. Frankly, you shouldn't be a jerk for the sake of being a jerk. Please don't misunderstand me. But if you're doing God's work, if you're doing what God has called you to do, you're not going to make everybody happy. If you are, it's probably because you're not doing the work he's called you to do. Hat tip. This is from the AM Greatness. In late 2021, again, A.G. Garland faced heat from Biden. I mentioned this early in the show. You guys may recall this. See, A.G. Garland, he was always a wimp, but he wasn't completely evil. But he was going to lose his job, all right? He was going to lose his job. So the Biden administration was upset with him because the J6 protesters were walking away with measly misdemeanors. You know, they were doing the right thing at first, the DOJ, with some of the people that had trespassed inside of the Capitol on J6. But finding out he was going to lose his job, this guy stepped up. He stepped up a notch, giving Biden was afraid that what Garland was doing was essentially giving the right ammunition to tell the truth, to mock the media and say there was no insurrection on January 6th. And there wasn't. There weren't weapons involved. But I want to get into this story a little further, because now enter this guy by the name of Graves. He's the man responsible for prosecuting J6 protesters, and he's evil. We'll talk about it next. Hey, by the way, if you want to call into the program and honor someone that you know that has given the ultimate sacrifice, this is the Memorial Day weekend. I'm so thankful for those that have gone before us and died for the United States of America and that have died for our freedom. It is up to us not only to keep their memory and their legacy alive, but to continue to fight in our own way. We should be fighting to make sure that we restore American principles, that we restore Judeo-Christian principles, that we restore constitutional principles inside of the United States of America. They gave their lives. We can give money. We can give time. But we need to be in the fight to save America in some way, shape, or form. Don't sit on the sidelines and complain. And listen, guys, and I'm guilty of it at times myself. All right. What happened in 2020, what happened in 2022 thoroughly upset me. I do believe that the election was, I will say, rigged. I do believe that. However, I believe that we can win going forward. We have to overwhelm the system, and we can do it. Frankly, there is more of us than there are of them. Even in places like California, where you have 8 million Republicans, not all registered or not all voting, because people get discouraged. Guys, make sure you go grab somebody's hand and take them to the poll. Real quick, I forgot to cover this. An undercover video of Fetterman staffer, you know, the people that are really running the show for Senator John Fetterman, who's mentally incapable of doing so, exposes the senator's true views on the Second Amendment. A special assistant to Senator John Fetterman has revealed to an undercover O'Keefe Media Group journalist that the lawmaker would likely, quote, be okay with overturning the Second Amendment and, quote, would prefer nobody have guns at all, despite owning them. Last year, in the wake of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, Fetterman argued, quote, Democrats need to be ruthless, close quote, and pursuing gun control restrictions. And the undercover tape, the Democrat operative reiterated that his boss is, quote, 100% for gun control, banning automatic weapons, all that S, close quote. Borwinjan also revealed how, quote, everybody wants a effing story, close quote, on his boss, but interviews are only given, listen to this, to select journalists who will like paint the narrative the way we want. Man, is that an indictment on the media? Is the media the enemy of the people? They should be reporting this, but know that lefties are fake. Here's another story. Hat tip for Gatton Man. This from Free Beacon. The NAACP says Florida isn't safe for black people. We talked about this some just the other day, but you guys know that the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Communist Principles. Yes, I just thought of that on the fly. No, Sean, you don't have to come here to pat me on the back. It's okay. I'm good. All right. So anyway, the NAACP issued a travel advisory, and it does not cite any figures which show that black Floridians enjoy lower employment. But they said, listen, black people, don't come to Florida. It's hostile towards you. It's a danger zone, essentially, for you. No warnings on Camden, New Jersey, New York, L.A., Chicago. No warnings for places like that, Detroit. No warnings there. They're all good. You can go there and get killed, but do not travel to Florida. Well, we know the left are a bunch of liars. Black unemployment in the state stood at 3.8% by the end of 2022. That's far lower than the national average of 6.1%. Of the national average, 6.1%, or California, 7.5%. Florida is second in the country for the most minority-owned businesses, which may explain why median black family income is higher than the national average or blue states such as Illinois. Those economic facts may also explain why Florida has one of the largest black populations in the entire country and why it has grown from 1.9 million to 3.2 million blacks in 30 years. Blacks have enjoyed a higher degree of safety here than elsewhere because I'm in Florida. Florida law enforcement recorded 127 hate crimes in 2020 compared to 1,537 in good old California and 466 in New York. 3 years into DeSantis's first term as governor, the state saw a significantly lower amount of hate crimes than California. The reported hate crime rate in Florida was 0.6% per 100,000, according to the FBI, and 3.1% per 100,000 people in California. So black people, Florida safe. We'll be back.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt.
Hey, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Carl Jackson sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Guys, follow me on social media at The Carl Jackson Show. Please check out my podcast wherever you go to get your podcast. Apple, Google, Spotify. We're on YouTube, The Carl Jackson Show. Rate, review, give us a 5. So you guys can make sure you get it in your inbox. We'll grow, we'll thrive up the chains, if you will. More people will hear about us. Also, Rumble, the same thing, The Carl Jackson Show on Rumble. A lot of headlines that I won't be able to get to. Target market value drops $9 billion. I may have mentioned that, so keep it up. They need to continue to fall. And I would say, pray for all these people, that demonic designer designing for Target, the Satanist. Pray for these people. They are lost. They need God. They need real purpose. They are absent of God. And so they're trying to find meaning and purpose. They're completely empty. They're empty vessels. And sadly, when you're empty vessels, Satan can pour anything into you. And that's exactly what's happening. Jill Biden awkwardly tells an audience that thought you might clap. I had to catch myself. This lady is a disaster herself. So the First Lady Jill Biden suffered a Jeb Bush please clap moment on Thursday when her applause line fell flat. She said, "I visited red states and blue states, and I found that the common values that unite us are deeper than our divisions." And for that, she waited. This chick waited. She wanted an applause line. After saying the line, the First Lady paused for a moment before reacting with surprise at the spectator's non-reaction. And she said, I thought you might clap for that. Wow. Wow. Man. Okay. Anyway, those people are running the United States of America. Anyway. All right. Getting back to the story with regime apparatchiks. I have a very short time here, but I want to talk about this, get through this. So going back to this January 6th protester, let me set up the names. You got Matthew Graves. He's the D.C. What is he? The prosecutor. He prosecutes every J6 case. You've got A.G. Merrick Garland, the wimp and the disaster of an A.G., disgusting, despicable human being that he is. So anyway, he was fearful of losing his job. He was actually doing the right thing and prosecuting some of the protesters at J6 with the right charges, giving them misdemeanors. Biden was upset with that because he wanted to change the narrative. He was upset that those of us on the right were able to mock him. And by telling the truth and saying, wait a minute, there was no insurrection. People weren't carrying weapons there. People weren't trying to overthrow the government. They were protesting. But Biden and the Democrats wanted that narrative. I'm telling you, I believe with all of my heart that they set Donald Trump up, that they set Republicans up. And now you got this guy in her graves after this weak Merrick Garland, who finally grew a backbone for Biden and decided to start prosecuting these people and getting nasty. This guy, Matthew Graves, enters the picture. Hat tip. This is from Julie Kelly of AM Greatness. And Graves charged all or 11 Oath Keeper members, including the founder, Stuart Rhodes, with seditious conspiracy. Now, this is the most serious charge that has been brought by the DOJ in the unprecedented criminal investigation, according to Julie Kelly. This was created during the Civil War. It's an alternative to treason. Guys, listen to me. It's an alternative to treason to punish supporters of the Confederacy, you know, the Democrat Party. Seditious conspiracy is tantamount to waging war against the United States government. They're trying to get Trump on this. This is what they're building. This is what Julie Kelly has been arguing. So Graves' indictment set a precedent to criminalize political speech, to criminalize free speech. This is crazy. But it lent credence to Biden's claim that he had made during a speech on the afternoon of J6 that was happening at the Capitol when he said the words bordered on sedition. So Garland's office announced after that the indictment in a press release on January 13th, 2022, to great fanfare from the Washington Post and other lefties. It's absolutely sad what's going on. In 2010 was the last time that Americans were charged with this quote unquote seditious conspiracy. But the judge at the time tossed the rare charge out. In fact, Julie Kelly writes, prosecutors recently admitted that only a quote unquote handful of individuals all tied to Islamic terror cells, including Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, have been convicted of seditious conspiracy in the past several decades. So you're comparing J6 protesters to the Taliban and to Al-Qaeda. It's crazy. For example, the Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman and nine others were charged and convicted of seditious conspiracy after the 1993 World Trade Center bombings that left six dead and more than 1,000 people injured. Now, she asked the question, Julie Kelly does, how could the charge apply to U.S. citizens who merely entered a government building? Well, Rhodes, he's the founder of Oath Keepers, and one other defendant, listen to this, this Rhodes and one other defendant, incidentally, never went inside, carried no weapons, assaulted no one, vandalized no property. How would an individual, she asked, wage war against the U.S. by posting inflammatory text messages and videos? Then you get this judge, a judge by the name of Amit Mehta, appointed by Obama in 2014. And I'm probably butchering his name because I don't care. Guy's a freaking disgrace. Mehta is overseeing a majority of the most consequential J6 cases, including a civil suit filed by the Democratic members of Congress against Donald Trump, the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys. So they got the Oath Keepers. They got the Proud Boys. You can bet your butt they're coming after Donald Trump. These people are disgusting. These people are disgusting. Why would Donald Trump suffer a different fate? These people do not care about the rule of law. Now, this judge refused to delay the Oath Keepers' high-profile criminal trial, even as jury selection and proceedings coincided with, remember those fake J6 hearings, which repeatedly blamed the Oath Keepers for initiating the attack on the Capitol? So these people, the jury pool, was hearing this stuff. Meanwhile, they were being picked for a jury. A jury was being picked. These guys didn't stand a chance. So Rhodes gets sentenced to 18 years for exercising his free speech rights. This is where we are in America. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson. Again, I want to thank the Officer Tatum. Sean McConnell is in my ear. That's in my ear. Lou's got my back right here at theanswerorlando.com. Zach is on the line to the forgotten man out there somewhere in the ether. Let me just run through this, and then I want to at least get started on this column that Lou handed me about AI and what conservatives need to be worried about. And guys, please have a safe Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy your weekend, but never forget the reason why we're free and why we're able to enjoy our weekend. We will be putting out a special Memorial Day podcast for you. So look for that. The Carl Jackson Show, anywhere you go to get your podcast. All right. Now, just finishing up with this story on this guy that was sentenced to 18 years for not being in Washington, not entering the Capitol. This judge, here's what he had to say to this guy, this judge by the name of Mehta. He said, "You, sir, present an ongoing threat and apparel to this country, to the republic, and to the very fabric of our democracy." Why? He says, because you are smart, you are compelling, and you are charismatic. Frankly, that is what makes you dangerous. This is a judge. In Washington, D.C., the guy refused to allow him to sit in front of a jury of our peers, of their peers. And Rhodes is not a threat, a peril, or to the fabric of democracy. Julie Kelly writes, right now he's powerless, he's bankrupt, and he's broken, and he's isolated. He's ruined for life. And the guy committed no crime, except that he was part of the Oath Keepers. He gets 18 years for that. Matthew Graves and Amit Mehta are punishing wrongthink. Mehta wants to boost his resume in order to move up the ladder under Joe Biden. And then also you have Graves, who would like to become the next AG if a Democrat wins. So they're destroying lives because they want to move up the ladder. Evil people. Evil people. Listen to this headline. Washington State to spend $83,000 on training featuring drag queen story hour director. These people are going to hell with gasoline draws on. Please pray for them in all seriousness. All right. Five things conservatives need to know before AI wipes out conservative thought. Google's new monopoly on truth. I'll have to get into this in a podcast. I was hoping to be able to share more of this, but check out my podcast. I'm going to go through this thoroughly. I'm going to touch on AI. I've stayed away from it, but I've been doing some reading on it. I just don't like to sound stupid with stuff. So anyway, I will talk about that some. And thank you, Luke, for this column. I will address it in my podcast. Guys, please check out my podcast. The Carl Jackson Show is where you can find me. Apple, Google, Spotify, YouTube, and Rumble. Subscribe, rate, review. Also on all things social media at The Carl Jackson Show. I appreciate you guys. Have a safe weekend. And until next time, don't grow weary doing good. God bless you.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Talk about the stars they could have been.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.